Jesus deliberately heals on the Sabbath. Sacrifices were in themselves of no value. They were a means, not an end. Their object was to direct men to the Savior, to bring them into harmony with God. It is the service of love that God values. When this is lacking, mere ceremony is an offense to Him. So with the Sabbath. When the mind was absorbed with wearisome rites, the object of the Sabbath was thwarted. Its mere outward observance was a mockery. On another Sabbath, Jesus saw in the synagogue a man who had a withered hand. The Pharisees watched, eager to see what he would do. The Savior did not hesitate to break down the wall of traditional requirements that barricaded the Sabbath. Jesus told the afflicted man to stand forth, and asked, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath or to do evil? To save life, or to kill?" It was a maxim among the Jews that failure to do good when one had opportunity was to do evil, to neglect to save life was to kill. Thus Jesus met the rabbis on their own ground. But they were silent. And he looked at them with anger, grieved at the hardness of heart, and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. Verse 5, RSV. When questioned, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" Jesus answered, "What man of you, if he has one sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold of it and lift it out? Of how much more value is a man than a sheep? So it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath," RSV.